Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam, a charming man who infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video.
You're tuned in to The Last Radio Show.
Hello and welcome to The Last Radio Show. I'm John Lynch.
I'm Jen Riley.
And this is the show where we talk about all kinds of stuff, all kinds of news, all kinds of history, pop culture, all kinds of things. We haven't done one of these in a little while. It's season two we're starting here.
I know, I've missed you.
I've missed you too, but we're back together now.
That's it.
Now, we got a pretty good topic, I think, today to talk about. I was a little nervous about this topic because I'll tell you why.
Okay.
We did a show about the Beach Boys a mm-hmm. few months back, and shortly after that, Brian Wilson died.
Oh, right.
We did a show about Ozzy Osbourne a little while ago, and then he passed away.
Oh, no, don't say it.
I have another musical performer in mind. Hopefully she is in good health.
Okay.
Because this is a big one. This is one of the biggest of the big.
Right.
We're going to talk about Madonna.
Madonna.
The well, one, the
she
only.
She looks pretty good. I mean, she looks younger than
yes,
know, my kids.
She's, she might have had a little work done, but
I don't know. Yeah, I need that number for sure.
But yeah, she is. She's amazing and one of the biggest pop stars of all time,
mm-hmm.
and still going. Still, I saw her. I think it was 2 years ago now. I saw her in concert, and she's amazing.
How old is she? Do we even know?
I think she's in her late 60s now. I think, yeah.
Okay, late 60s.
Yeah, well, she was born in 58, so okay. Not quite. You know, late 60s.
Okay.
So, yeah, she was born in 1958 in Bay City, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And Madonna Louise Ciccone, I believe, is her last name, right? If I remember correctly.
Yeah, Ciccone or Ciccone. Yeah, I think that's how you
think
say it.
I people go I back and forth on the pronunciation. But her, I always remember, like, I think I am every time I see it. I'm always surprised Madonna is actually her name.
Right. Yeah.
That was legit. Yeah, that was legit. Because mm-hmm. it's so perfect for her.
Right.
She is Madonna, and I mean all the you know the religious implications about right. that you could tie into it. It's amazing that actually was you know her mom and dad you know back in the day said
chose
you know what
that.
This mm-hmm. is Madonna right
yeah,
here
exactly.
You know she of course you know grew up you know her mom died when she was pretty young
mm-hmm.
and was raised by her dad you know had a relatively big family she had some brothers and sisters and stuff but she always thought she was going to be a star. Like
right.
from the early days, and when she was a teenager, she just up and went to New York City,
yeah,
and hung out in all the clubs, and just kind of pushed and pushed, and very legendary for her business savvy
mm-hmm.
and for just kind of her drive, I guess you could say. You
sure,
know, she was
knocked
determined.
Down doors, and it was crazy.
Literally
in
knocked
the
down
70s,
doors,
right? I mean,
yeah, there's a story. One of the record producers who signed her, like, said, like, okay, tomorrow we're going to sign the contracts. He had a heart attack and went to the hospital. Madonna went to the hospital the next day to sign the contract.
Oh,
she's like, no, we're signing this
yeah,
right now.
Sorry.
You know? Yeah, it's like, I feel better, but,
can
you know,
you
this
move
is,
your hand?
This,
right.
yeah. So here's a couple of her stats.
Okay.
So the best-selling female recording artist of all time. So no other female artist has sold more records than her. Over $1 billion from her concerts alone she's
wow.
made in her career. She is the most successful solo artist in U.S. Billboard Top 100 history.
Wow.
She achieved 44 number one singles,
hmm.
which is just astonishing. Seven
yeah.
Grammy Awards, 2 Golden Globes, 20 MTV Awards, and she's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Ah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not too shabby. And by the way, occasionally she's been somewhat controversial. I
yeah.
don't know if you're aware of this, but
right.
we'll get into it. In
not
a little
lately,
bit.
I think. Lately she's chilled
not
out.
Not
to me.
She's kind of mellowed with age. We'll give her that, you know. What's the first Madonna song you remember hearing?
So, Like a Virgin was.
Yeah, I think that's what put her on the map, really.
Yeah, I was 8 because I looked it up.
Right.
I was like, how old was I when I started singing Like a Virgin? It was 8.
So. Yeah. That was a big controversy at the time. The kids were singing this song that was very suggestive.
But you know what's so funny is I don't remember it being controversial, like in my house, which I think is really funny because I was like, you know, like running around. I mean, she was just so fun too, like her, her style, everything about it, the bracelets and the jewelry and the mesh. I mean, it was all like right up my alley.
I mean, she was Taylor Swift way before Taylor Swift. I mean, she kind of set the model that Taylor Swift is following now, I think. And she's doing great on her own, but Madonna was really the trailblazer, and especially, again, for a female artist.
For female, for
you
sure,
It was, you know, I mean, there was Diana Ross before, you know, and others, but, I mean, really, Madonna, and so 80s. Mm-hmm. I mean, she could not have come at any other time.
Yeah.
She had to make it big
in
the 80s. I mean, she is, as much as anything else, she is a symbol of that decade.
Yeah, sometimes you're at the right era for you,
right.
And she certainly was.
Right, absolutely. Like, you know, the Beatles had to be in the 60s. Madonna had to be in the 80s, I mean, without a doubt. So she put out her first album in 1983 called Madonna.
Mm-hmm.
Self-titled debut album. Holiday was the big song on that.
Oh, yeah, right.
Of course. And then in 84, she put out the Like a Virgin album, and that's the one that really exploded.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really what put her on the map with just, like you said, Like a Virgin and all the hits on it. And that, like, one. There was a time in the 80s, I remember there was in, like, 83, it was Thriller. That was the big album for, like, a year. And then there was Purple Rain. And then there was Madonna.
Yeah.
Like, that was, like, those albums were, like, number one on the charts, like, for, like, 2 years. Just those three albums. And so she was up there with Michael and with Prince and with anybody else who was out there who was – nobody was bigger. And right at the birth of MTV.
Mm-hmm. That was the other thing that really just shot her up to fame.
Right. She's probably as well – when you think of the songs, you think of the videos.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she was sexy. She's still sexy, but she was, you know, she was sexy. She was not afraid to show it. And she flaunted herself on stage and on videos and was really kind of treated them like an art form.
Right. And she had the visual, too, which you didn't really have before MTV. I mean, that was, you know, she's very theatrical. She's a pretty good actor, too.
Yeah.
You know, so that was really why she became just this legendary, you know, force.
Right. Absolutely. Just a superstar performer. And so what's your favorite music video by her?
You know, I really liked Borderline.
Okay.
I love that. I loved, I love that whole thing. I don't know if you remember it, but it was like, it was just very her. It was very 80s.
Yeah,
I love the clothes.
The guy was taking her picture. It was a photographer, right? Yeah, yeah.
She was, like,
I remember that
bubbles.
One.
Like, I just remember it very... fun.
Right.
You know, again, I mean, was like 8 to 10, so that was fun.
Yeah, Material Girl was a great video, of course. She did the Marilyn Monroe thing and did it perfectly. I don't know how many people now probably think of that as Madonna, not as Marilyn Monroe.
Right.
You know, I don't know how many people remember that Marilyn Monroe did that same scene in a movie.
Yeah.
And Madonna just kind of made it her own kind of thing.
Yes. Well, because it was so much later. She really took it over.
Yeah. And so then, like, the controversies, we got to get into. We're going to talk more about the music. But so what is the most memorable Madonna story to you of her career?
So it's really funny because I was thinking about this because I was such a big fan. I mean, I was Madonna 3 years in a row for Halloween, right? Like 8, 9, 10 years old. Okay. So then, and like, nobody cared. Nobody, like, my parents didn't care. It was like, okay. She wasn't really, like, targeting me, right? So it was just, I just happened to like her, and so did every other kid my age. But so then when Like a Prayer came out,
right,
in the video, and of course, like, I'm a Catholic, or, you know, my mom, and that was like the big controversy. And it's so funny because back then controversies weren't like as big as they are now, I think, but they're not.
Right.
So it was like, oh, you can't watch your videos anymore. I was like, okay, cool. I think I was 13 now. I was like, I'm over it anyway. And that was that.
You were ready to move on at that point anyway.
Yeah, and that was that. But I remember that. But I didn't really understand. It wasn't until later that I understood, like, the video. And it was sort of a personal – her thing was, like, more personal than like, she, like, had a very bad, you know, like, upbringing with religion and things, I think.
Right.
And that was kind of her personal take. So I was kind of like – all right, well, that's your personal take. I didn't have the same experience, so I don't know. So that was what I remember, though.
Yeah, well, the first controversy was during the MTV Music Awards in 1984.
That was before that?
Yeah, that was just before, about a year before that.
Okay.
She performed Like a Virgin in a wedding dress and did a lot of gyrating on stage. And the show was broadcast live, and people thought that kind of crossed the line.
By the way, would it be considered tame today? Because I'm pretty
I think so much of what we're going to talk about her would be considered so tame today.
So
it's kind of crazy.
It's funny. Yeah.
But I think you wouldn't even blink at it right now. But,
right. But
again, she kind of set the pace for other artists, especially female artists.
Right. That's true.
You know, you wouldn't have Britney Spears. You wouldn't have Taylor Swift. You wouldn't have all the ones who have come after Dua Lipa or any of them, you know, if it wasn't for her. So the Like a Prayer video that came out in 1989 when she put out that album,
right?
And there was the big tie-in with Pepsi with that,
right?
It was her new album, and Pepsi said like, oh, you know, we're gonna have you do commercials, and Pepsi apparently did not see the video beforehand,
right?
And so they were using the song Like a Prayer in their commercials, and then the actual song was in it, and Madonna's in it drinking a Pepsi, saying, you know, like, I love Pepsi or whatever. And they spent a lot of money to get Madonna to do this.
Oh, for sure.
And then as soon as the video dropped, they said, well, we can't do this anymore. So Madonna got to keep the money.
Oh,
but they never ran the commercials again.
Really?
So, yeah.
I don't remember that, because I think at that point I was like, I was taking a little Madonna break to see where she was going to go from there. But
So the big thing about the Like a Prayer video was that she goes into a church and she opens this gate where there's this statue of a saint who's a black saint, and he kind of comes to life and they kind of get to know each other. There was some controversy there.
Yeah.
You know, she was having sex in a church, and some people didn't like the fact that the saint was black too. That was that was an issue too. And there's a scene where she picks up a knife and it kind of cuts her hands, so it looks like the wounds in Jesus's hands when he was put on the cross. And so a lot of people thought that was pretty sacrilege. And then she's dancing around in front of burning crosses.
Yeah.
Somewhat naked.
I did not like it, I have to say. But later, you know, some of it, I understood, like, the racial, like, injustice part of it. But I also thought she was being, like, a little shocking. But
She's definitely been accused of that, just doing things for shock.
Yeah, that was like appropriating a little bit of the religion. But again, that was in hindsight. But for, her.
Right. And maybe she did a little bit, you know. Yeah. I mean, again, like we said, she's a very smart businesswoman, and she knows. And she has definitely learned the lesson that controversy sells.
Well, that's the funny thing about her. I think she was the first one that said there's no such thing as bad publicity. Did she say that? Or did they make that up?
I don't know if she's the first to say it, but she definitely embraced it.
Or that, and why do anything if the camera's not watching? Something she said.
Something like that.
Yeah. That she embraced those two things, and it was pretty brilliant from a business standpoint, for sure.
It definitely was, and she and the thing too is, like, she's doing all this stuff, like, with her music and with her videos that is controversial, and then just her normal life.
Right.
She's like literally. You know, everything that she does is being watched. And of course, right around the same time, she was married to Sean Penn, which was
an
explosive combination. I mean, you know, it just, and apparently that was not, it was a very rocky relationship, to put it mildly. And you remember, like, when they got married, like, they like, did it at, like, a mansion or someplace, like, seclusive. And, like, all the tabloids had helicopters hovering overhead,
trying
to get pictures of it. And that was kind of a big deal. And then they eventually got divorced. And, you know, maybe there was some issues, too. Sean Penn might not have been the greatest guy in the world in the relationship. And there's some accusations, although I don't think there was ever any charges or anything. But it did come out that he may have hit her at some point, and there might have been some abuse in the relationship. Then she got married to Guy Ritchie, which seemed to go much smoother.
Yeah.
I mean, they did get divorced after 8 years, but they had a son together, and they adopted another son. Of course, she was adopting kids like every couple of years while
she
there.
Has quite a few kids now.
I think 7 or 8 kids now. Yeah, and a couple of them she gave birth to, but a bunch of them she adopted.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool.
She's got a clan. She's got a big bunch.
Definitely.
And, yeah, and
it must be hard to be married to Madonna, though. I mean, I feel like she would get bored easily, right?
I would think so. I would think so. You know,
you're not sitting on the couch watching, like, Seinfeld with her. I don't think.
Right.
Or maybe.
No, you wouldn't think so. Maybe. maybe she likes that. I don't know. Maybe she needs that at this point. Again, exactly. You know, she has mellowed with age, I think. You know, we don't hear quite as much about her with anything crazy, but every now and then she'll pop up with a comment or something. But she definitely has mellowed out a little bit. Then the other big controversy with her videos was the Justify My Love video, which came out in 1990. And that was her. She went into a hotel, and basically the hotel was a brothel. I mean, everybody was kind of having sex, and there was all kinds of, you know, men and women, women and men, men and men, women and women, all orgies and all kinds of stuff going on. And she's just kind of walking around through the hotel. And the big thing, and again, something that was controversial in 1990 that would probably not really blink an eye at now, is she kissed another girl in it.
The
video, and that was a big deal. And MTV actually banned the video. I think they only showed it at night for a while because they thought it was too sexually explicit.
Right.
And again, by today's standards, not so much.
Right. And then she doubled down. She made that book. Remember the book?
The sex book at the coffee table book.
I was like, oh, really? I'm going to just do this.
Exactly. And double down is the perfect term because she's just like, oh, you thought that was wild? Right. Here it is. And, you know, that's just a lot of pictures of her naked.
Right. And, you know,
which is a fine read, and I read it several times to prepare for this interview. It's on my coffee table, yes. It's on my reread list on a regular basis. But yeah, she put that out. And again, you know, as she does all these things and she has all these controversies, she's also making a boatload of money every time these things happen.
And I've never seen her in concert, but they say her shows are pretty spectacular.
They're pretty good. I've seen her a couple of times. I think I've seen her three times now, or at least twice.
Okay.
And not in her heyday, not like in the 80s or 90s, but in more recent years. And she's kind of doing the greatest hits kind of tour now because, you know, she's hasn't had that many big hits recently.
Right.
You know, definitely.
She also, like, got the dance craze going, like, after
Vogue, right? Definitely, yeah.
Like,
Vogue was a big deal. And, you know, basically, just dance music in general. I mean, just, you know, she started in the clubs, you know, performing in clubs.
Yeah.
And dance music in clubs. And, you know, brought it to the mainstream in again, the early 80s.
Yeah.
In 94, she appeared on the Letterman show and just kind of cursed the whole time. It was kind of infamous.
Okay.
And, you know, they basically had to, like, completely, like, edit the thing completely down. There
that was 94?
That was in 94, yeah.
Okay. So
that was kind of towards the end of her, like, really big period, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would say from like 83 to like 2000 is when she was probably at her peak.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, and then, you know, post 2000, she's had a couple of hits here and there and everything, but her real, most of her best music is probably in that period, definitely musically.
Right. And then she came back with a few like techno type.
She did
dance,
some techno stuff. Yep. She did a song with Justin Timberlake.
Right.
And, you know, she's done, I mean, she still does some music stuff. Definitely not a lot of music output from her over the recent years.
Yeah.
You know, just every so often it's like, oh, there's an album and here's one song, but then it kind of fades away, to be honest with you, most of her recent stuff. But you mentioned earlier her movies, and let's talk a little bit about her movie career because
the first two movies was Desperately Seeking Susan and Who's That Girl?
Yep,
great.
Yep,
those, I loved those. Who's That Girl was my favorite movie for a while.
And, you know, I think both those movies, which I think most people feel are her best movies, they were kind of along the lines of what the Beatles did with like A Hard Day's Night.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it's not really a bio movie, but it is kind of her just being Madonna in a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're fun. They're obviously she's got some music in it, too, which Get Into the Groove was from Desperately Seeking Susan, which is probably her best selling song.
Yeah.
And so then she also did actually her very first movie was called A Certain Sacrifice.
Oh, I don't think
and
I've
that
seen
was
that.
A porno.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That was actually a porno.
You don't she remember did that one, John? I don't know.
Yep, she did a porno. There was so
is that
she
prior
did,
to her singing
career? Yeah, that was big.
Okay.
Before
was like when she
became big.
Yeah. New York.
When she was needed money, basically, you know. So and she also did some nude pictures too, which later came out after she became well known.
Yeah,
you know, were published by Penthouse magazine, and those. you know, but then, like you said, she just kind of embraced it and said, well, you know what? I'm going to put out my own book with me naked and call it sex. You know,
no one cares.
Exactly. That's going to undercut all this problem.
Right. So
I'm going to run a list through some of her movies. Definitely are very hit and miss.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's had, like you said, Desperately Seeking Susan and Who's That Girl? That was right at the height of her popularity,
sure.
Kind of embraced it. Right around that same time, she did the movie Shanghai Surprise, which co-starred Sean Penn. Pretty infamous for being terrible.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of trouble on the set because, again, they were kind of having a lot of trouble at the same time. And this became a whole big thing. And that was a notorious bomb. She did Dick Tracy.
Oh,
remember,
that's right.
She was,
yes.
With Warren Beatty,
who she was dating. She was dating
and
him.
We're going to go through the list of some of the boyfriends. We mentioned the husband. We'll go through a couple of the boyfriends, those significant ones. But yeah, at the time, her and Warren Beatty were an item, and they were in that movie together. A League of Their Own, a great movie. She has a smaller part in that.
Yes, but she's excellent in that.
She is very good in it. I remember seeing a documentary about it, and Tom Hanks was talking about Madonna in the movie, and they said she had never played baseball, so she kind of threw like a dancer. She kind of like did like a couple of steps and like a pirouette and threw the ball. So they actually had to teach her how to throw like a ball player,
right?
Because she just didn't know. And right around that time, she was very good friends with Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah, in that film, they were like they were buddies
in the film, and they were buddies in real life. They had a falling out later.
Right.
And they didn't get along so much. Same thing happened with Sandra Bernhardt. They were very close for a while.
She's strong personality. Always, she needs like a wingman, you know, a chill wingman.
Exactly. Evita, she was very good in.
Yeah, she she did not receive an Academy Award nomination for that.
No, I don't think so. She might have got a Golden Globe nomination.
Yeah.
I don't think she got an Academy Award nomination. Of course, a musical obviously makes sense, you know, because she can sing and, you know, she did a new version of Don't Cry For Me, Argentina, and that was pretty cool. She appeared in a James Bond movie, Die Another Day. She had a brief part in that, and she sang the theme song to it.
Yes.
That was with 2002 with Pierce Brosnan when he was James Bond. A lot of people panned her for that. Swept Away was a movie that was notoriously awful.
Bad, right?
Where she was stuck on an island with a guy, and Body of Evidence, which was kind of supposed to be Basic Instinct kind of thing. That was pretty terrible, you know. But the coolest probably movie of hers that ever was out was Truth or Dare, which was a documentary.
Oh, right. Yes.
And that was kind of just her on tour.
Right.
And that's a very cool movie to watch if you're interested in her music.
Yeah, I've seen bits and pieces.
Yeah. It's interesting. And that was around the time she was dating Warren Beatty, and he's in it a lot.
Oh, that's funny.
You know, and he's just kind of like hanging out on stage, and he's just like, well, why are you doing this? Why are you wearing that outfit? And she's like, this is what I do. You know, you got to deal with it.
Oh, that's funny.
You know, it's definitely pretty wild. So
how was that released? I don't remember. Was that in the theaters?
I think it was in theaters briefly, but you know, obviously it became big on home video and stuff later on. So some of the other big names she dated: Dennis Rodman, remember the basketball player?
For like a hot minute.
Hot minute is definitely a good term to describe some of her relationships.
Mm-hmm.
She dated Tupac Shakur briefly, which I did not know. I saw that recently.
Okay,
but they dated for a while. Famously, maybe she dated Michael Jackson. They went to the MTV Music Awards together. A lot of people are saying, well, that was just for show, which it probably was.
Yeah.
But that was an interesting power couple, to be sure.
Yeah, I don't see them together at all.
Yeah, I don't see that together at all. Alex Rodriguez, the baseball player, they were an item for a while. And she's definitely, there's probably a few in there I'm missing. But she had her share of boy toys, which was what her belt buckle used to say. Remember the belt buckle used to say boy toy?
Yeah, I feel like she dated someone younger than her more recently, but I can't really.
I mean, she probably, Alex Rodriguez was younger than her.
Okay, so she started dating younger guys, yeah.
Yeah, that was, you know, she was a little older at that point.
Right.
And he was still playing baseball, so he was a little bit younger.
Right.
But yeah, just the list of songs, I'm just going to read a few of her songs. So Holiday, Like a Virgin, Into the Groove, Papa Don't Preach, Live to Tell, Like a Prayer, Deeper and Deeper, Erotica, Secret, Take a Bow, Frozen, Ray of Light, Music, Die Another Day. I mean, that's, you know, that's not
great,
bad.
great that's music not bad. In there. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and then, you know, I'm skipping over a bunch, you know, I mean, mm-hmm. it's just, it's amazing that she's had this career. And like we said, she's still going.
Yeah. And influenced a ton of people. A lot of times, I don't know if there's any lawsuits, but some of her music, you'd swear it was her music. Some of the newer music. You know,
Well, even at the time, I remember there was a song called Baby Love. Mm-hmm. And the artist who did it was Regina. Her name was, I believe. I could be wrong about the name. But that song was written for Madonna.
Oh, really?
And the writer bought it to Madonna. And she said, you know, I don't like this song. So they went to this other artist named Regina, and she said, do your best Madonna impersonation and put this out.
Oh, really?
A lot of people thought it was her, doing the song, because it was right in the middle of Madonna's, you know,
everything was her, right? They just wanted a Madonna sound alike.
Yeah, so like, just do that. And there might have been a lawsuit with that. I don't know. But it's amazing how influential she's been. And continues to be, but it's the thing I think about her, and this is kind of, there's a few artists that I think fall into this category, and I think Taylor Swift is drifting into this category mm-hmm. now. There's a few artists, when you say their name, you don't necessarily think of the music first, you think of the story around them.
Right.
And I think Elvis is definitely a good example. Michael mm-hmm. Jackson, we mentioned, you know, do you think of Thriller? Do you think of, you know, like, oh, he had a pet monkey and, you know.
Right. They're just larger music.
The Beatles certainly mm-hmm. were, obviously. You know, there's a lot of, you know, the Paul is dead and, you know, all these kind of stories, you know. So Madonna, I think, is as well known for being Madonna the singer or just being Madonna. I don't know which she's better known for.
Just the persona of her. Yeah. And I think you're right. Taylor Swift is drifting into that category. But Madonna, the thing about the artist now is that now it seems like created more. I mean, I know it was created then, like there was a creation of like a persona. But Madonna seemed to have done that herself, because it wasn't always in the benefit of, you know, her label. Like, right? Like,
right. Definitely.
So now it seems like you don't want to, like, you can be controversial only if it sells, right? Like, so it's not, it doesn't seem as authentic as the groundbreaking, like, I'm going to do what I want and we'll see. I might drift off into the sunset, you know?
Right.
So it's kind of wild that she, you know, managed to stay around.
And the thing that I find wild about it is at the peak of her fame in 1980, could you imagine if she had social media? If there was Twitter, if there was Instagram, could you imagine the influence she would have had? She did all this, and it was just like, it just, you know, it was in the newspaper. There was no internet, you know, MTV was new technology at that point. That was cutting edge, and she fully embraced that and took it over, essentially.
Unless it was the slow rise, which made her more popular. Maybe she would have peaked and fizzled.
Maybe she would have oversaturated. Yeah. It's possible. Yeah. It's definitely possible. Or maybe she would have been bigger. I don't know.
It doesn't seem possible.
You know, I don't know. You know, and I'm going to sound like an old man saying this. If you weren't there, I don't think you could understand how big she was.
Well, the other thing is, she didn't have to die to become it, right? Like, that's true. Marilyn Monroe, Elvis, like, she's still here, and she achieved that, you know, persona. Yeah. So it's wild. You're right. Yeah.
She struck a pose. Well, good health to her, because again,
knock on wood.
I'm knocking on wood right now. We did in Brian Wilson and Ozzy Osbourne. I'm hoping Madonna has a lot of years left.
Yes.
Thank you for listening to The Last Radio Show. If you like the show, please subscribe to the podcast and leave us a review on your favorite platform. You can check us out on Facebook and Instagram at The Last Radio Show. We will talk to you soon.
The Last Radio Show.
The Last Radio Show.
That's the sound of James adding long-lasting Gain scent boosters to his laundry this morning. Several hours later, James sniffs the irresistible scent of Gain on his shirt. Ah, Gain. Several hours later, James has even caught the attention of his mother-in-law, and she never gives him attention.
Ooh, you smell amazing, James.
Oh, thanks, Mom. I love you, too.
I never said that.
Add Gain scent boosters to your laundry. Add joy to your day.